Despite many years of study in forensic medicine and psychology, Dr. Cameron felt infinitely unqualified for this sort of work, but she had vacation time forced on her, the house was in dire need of a renovation, and she wanted to take a break from her normal routine. That old mantelpiece was an eyesore in need of removal. As it was prized away from the wall, a small movement to the left caught her eye. An envelope was about to peel itself away from the wall as if being released from a long-term prison. She reached out and grabbed it as it began to flutter to the floor. The etchings of silverfish and the yellowish stains on the surface spoke of its length of imprisonment. She blew off the dust, held it up to the light, and gasped when she read the single named addressee. Dune, that was the affectionate name by which her mother addressed her father, both of whom were now many years deceased. Her mother in 1984, and her father from the effects of Alzheimer's just 2 years ago, sitting down at the table and treating the find with a delicacy that you would afford an antique, she slid a paper knife into the crease at the corner, and the envelope gave way without any resistance. The contents, a small, equally fragile and yellowed slip of paper, was a note from her mother to her father. It had been written when she was just 6 years old, more than 40 years ago. "My darling, the doctor has finally told me what the problem is. He called it MND and it is incurable. I will slowly decline as all my body's organs begin to shut down. The slurring speech is only the beginning. It is a horrible way to die, and I would rather leave while I have some dignity left. Please be a good father to Kate and remind her that I love her every day. I love you forever, Faith." That was all the note said. But it said enough. The autopsy report had never satisfied Kate, but she could not deny the evidence at the scene of the single car accident where a woman had driven head-on into a tree, an empty bottle of Jack Daniels also lay nearby. Her mother was a very good driver and had never drunk to excess. It was this very convenient and rushed coroner's report that had not only tarnished her mother's reputation, but also motivated Kate to pursue a career in medicine and psychology, and now she knew why her mother had left her.